Mike and John in the morning, and earlier this morning, John brought to my attention a story about a 9-year-old child by the name of Lucas Vetter from Rose Township, who's working to raise some money for a hands-free CPR machine, which is also called the Lucas. And Lucas is in the studio with us this morning. Lucas Vetter and Lucas, the machine.
Right.
So Lucas, tell us a little about this and how you came in contact with this Lucas CPR machine.
So my dad's doing a project on the Howell Fire Department, and we got a tour from the lieutenant, and he showed us the Lucas. So then when I got home, I started doing research on the Lucas, and I found out that they cover 50,000 residents, 145 square miles.
The Howell Fire Department.
The Howell Fire Department that covers that area, and they help neighboring counties,
right.
Cities.
And Lucas, you're here with your mom, Carrie.
Yes, hi.
And so your dad was working on a project at the fire department. You saw this unit, and what about it kind of like caught your attention? What did you think, you know, what was it?
Because
it's called Lucas?
Well, it helps firemen save people's lives. With all they have to do is push a few buttons, and they can go help someone else.
As opposed to your traditional CPR,
right.
Where you're pumping on the chest with your hands or a person. This thing does the work for you, so you don't get tired out.
Yeah.
So that's pretty cool.
Manual CPR is very hard.
Yeah.
So how much does a Lucas unit cost?
$16,000.
Wow.
And you're trying to raise money to help out the Howell Fire Department with one of these?
Yes.
Yeah. And how are you doing that?
So we're reaching out to local businesses, and we're giving the presentation. Right now I have just under $500.
Oh, that's a good step.
Yeah, absolutely. Good start to get this going. And Carrie, when Lucas brought this to you or talked to you about doing this, what did you think?
It's amazing. So he went downstairs after we got home and came back up with an orange construction paper that he had written his business plan on with a marker. And so my husband and I looked at each other and said, you know, how can we not, you know, completely support this effort? So, like we've talked to Lucas, $16,000 is a lot. We know that.
Yeah.
But even $1 when we started this is better than nothing.
Yeah.
And so far we have 500, which is amazing. Iron Grip Ninja is a obstacle place here in Howell.
Right.
This whole entire week, they are giving 25% of every entry during open gym hours to Lucas, for Lucas, which is great. And then we have people sending money directly to the fire department itself. And then they're holding on to it for us. And we're actually going over there after here to see if there's any funds there so he can pick it up.
And Lucas, you made a presentation recently to a whole group of, like, organizations.
Just last Tuesday.
Tuesday,
I gave a presentation to the Howell Rotary Club.
It was actually the Livingston County
Rotary Club,
which had all of the heads.
Which was about 13 people.
So were you nervous doing that? I mean, you seemed like a pretty confident little fella. For 9 years old, you're wearing a tie and a dress shirt and everything
else. You dress better than we are, that's for sure.
And are you going into business or something? Is that you going to be a businessman when you grow up?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Do you want to tell them about Lucas, though? Why is it something that the fire department could use more of? How many stations do they have?
So they have 4 stations.
Right.
They currently only have 1 Lucas, and they have it at the main station. So they have separate stations spread out around Howell. So they need a Lucas in each one of the stations.
Yeah. We need more Lucases, don't we?
both the machine Lucas and more Lucases like you.
What if this machine was named, like, the John or the Mike? Would you have been as drawn to it?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's named Lucas. Your name's Lucas, so is it just a nice coincidence, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you know how to use this thing, right?
Yes.
You know how to. Now, you have it set up here, and so
what we have is the traditional CPR mannequin, mm-hmm. or half body. But when you take a CPR class, this is a traditional mannequin, and this thing kind of goes both under and over the mannequin with the pump on the top. So, Lucas, we're going to have you turn Lucas on and see how this thing sounds. And it looks like a giant pump that would pump on the heart as opposed to you using your hands. Go ahead.
And then...
There you go. And they always tell you, make sure you push hard, right?
So you can turn it.
Very cool.
And do you want to tell them how it automatically adjusts its compression rates?
So you use your...
You can go ahead and pause it. That's really a cool machine. Can't believe it's $16,000, but that's pretty cool.
You need to talk into here.
Yeah, go ahead and talk into there. There you go.
Tell them that.
So you use two fingers to push it down where it needs to go, which is right at the triangle by your stomach, right above that.
Right.
Is where you set it up. So this performs CPR, and so once it gets there, it automatically knows that it has to push down two inches.
Right.
Yeah.
Now, it adjusts based on the person's size automatically.
Yes.
Have you ever done the CPR class yourself without this? No.
No.
No. So you would know that it's very hard. You've messed around with the mannequin there to see how hard you have to compress, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's pretty tough, and especially if you're waiting for help.
Yeah.
It can take a lot of time sometimes, depending on where the location of the body is and what the fire department is up to in other locations. So,
yeah.
A very important invention here, and you're looking to...
And this unit that you've got right here, this is not the one that the Howell Fire Department owns. This is a demonstration unit?
Yes.
Right. And so who gave you this?
Megan.
Megan
is a sales rep for Stryker. And so Lucas was able to reach out to her, and we were able to get a demo unit that we have for him to use for this fundraising effort.
And obviously having the ability to show this, like, you know, visually so people can see it makes a big difference.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And what's the reaction you've gotten, you know, from people, you know, when they see this thing in action? What do they do?
They just think it's truly awesome and very good that we have it.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So after the fundraiser, are you going to go to work for Stryker selling these things and getting a commission or what? Yeah, well, you're dressed like a little businessman.
Yeah, you're all set to go, man. Absolutely. Yeah. So if people want to donate to this, how can they do that?
They can contact me by email, and we are also sending it right to the fire department, Attention Lucas. And I should have that address in front of me.
Okay. You know, we'll put that on our website.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, we'll make sure that it's out there for people to know. But
okay.
They can either contact you or they can just get a hold of the Howell Fire Department direct and say they want to donate to Lucas's Lucas.
Yeah. And they can also go to Iron Grip Ninja this week, and they'll get 25% of that, and then they can go have fun while they're also helping
with this. Yeah, very cool.
And other businesses hopefully will maybe step up and you know, donate as well. I know different organizations and individuals have already done that. So $500 is a pretty good start, but still got a ways to go to get to that $16,000.
Yeah.
But
I
think you can do it, Lucas. Something tells me.
I think so, too.
The Howell Fire Department, I don't need to raise the full $16,000 because they have an account for fundraisers. So they have a certain amount, and once they get $16,000, they're probably going to get a new Lucas.
Well, yeah. Very, very cool. And it's very, you know, very impressive. A 9-year-old would... just go these steps. I mean, that's just awesome stuff.
On your own to think, you know. I love the story about him coming with a business plan written in marker on construction paper.
Yes.
I think that's great. So, and I'm sure you've saved that plan.
We will save that forever and ever. Yes.
I know we don't have anything like that on my refrigerator at home. How about you? Well, Lucas, thanks so much for sharing your story with us, and good luck with the fundraiser. We appreciate
Thank you
and your mom, Carrie, coming in this morning. All right,
yes, thank you.
Absolutely. We'll put all the information again on our website and our Facebook page, WHMI.com.